Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 903. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on the show. 713-780-3776. The headlines, Duke Johnson and Nick Martin were both cut. I think it was Friday afternoon. That's what the Texans are putting out a lot of their
that's
stuff.
That's the news dump.
That's it. Yeah.
The Nick news Martin, dump. Man, that contract never made sense to me. He wasn't.
No.
That's my dad. Like, why in the world would they do that? He goes, sometimes you just, well, you get a guy that's a smart guy. That's
what Bill O'Brien said.
And he said, you know, he's just smart, steady. Sometimes you overpay for guys like that. But to me, I like guys that are also good at blocking.
Yeah.
And you got too many guys being overpaid right now for the Texans. JJ was one.
Really?
Nick Martin is one.
Everyone.
Whitney Merciless is one. You know, Tunsil obviously is, but there's nothing you can do about it. David Johnson is one. Like, there's a lot of guys being overpaid for the Texans.
Yeah.
No, and then most of them are gone now.
Just about every guy. Everybody underperformed. Name a guy who performed
above
NFL mid standards.
But
name
a guy. It is going to be interesting to see how they approach once they have some free agent money. My guess is it's going to be relatively basic in terms of they'll add some free agents who are meant to be, you know, just small, smart pieces where you get good. Like, the Texans probably should scour late second wave and early third wave free agents. You can rebuild your roster in part, at least with those kind of guys. They don't have to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Otherwise, not much this weekend. The Rockets look like crap. Unbelievably. 49-point loss, and it wasn't even that close, if you want to know the truth. It was not even that close. Apparently, Victor Oladipo has turned down a 2-year, $45 million deal. Good. That's good. The disturbing part is that the Rockets offered it. They're also offering P.J. Tucker a contract, but P.J. doesn't like the terms.
Yeah. Apparently, this has been out for a little bit, but as I was looking up the Oladipo stuff, I saw that Tucker had an extension on the table. So they want him back too. It's just that PJ doesn't like the financial terms.
That's starting to worry me about Rafael Stone now. I mean, I like all the direction that they're going to do draft picks.
This latest bit of information is troubling.
Yeah. Well,
first the extension to Oladipo, and then Dell saying they want to keep PJ Tucker. That's not what I wanted to hear, Dell.
No. That's none of that is what I was hoping to hear out of our basketball team. Lance McCullers says he wants to be an Astro. We'll see if the Astros feel the same way. He says he wants to come to terms on a deal. Okay, I do too, but we'll see. They had their first game yesterday, and Miles Straw was on base a couple of times as the leadoff hitter. Kyle Tucker had a hit as well. Lewis Nix was found dead.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I was reading up on it. Anytime it feels suspicious, we'll see what happens. His car was found. They didn't say if he was found in it, but his car was found in a pond. That's immediately, okay, that's not normal stuff. And
well, it here's something trouble.
They
in
yeah.
December, he was shot while putting air in his tires during a gas station robbery.
Yeah.
Dude just happened to, and this apparently happened not too far from there. I guess. I mean, maybe it's his local gas station.
Yeah, you don't know. I don't want to speculate on anything. Yeah. I just know that none of this looks normal.
The bullet ricocheted off his sternum and into his lung. So he had some bad stuff happen to him, and the ultimate bad one was over the weekend where he was found dead in his car.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They said it didn't look like foul play, but I'm like, his car is at the bottom of a pond. Yeah. It doesn't look like foul play.
Well, unless he drove it into it. Now that there's a forensic expert that thinks the Tiger fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, this is we're onto a different thing.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, yeah. So it might not have been an accident, him driving into a pond. You know, or it might have been an accident, him driving into the pond.
Yeah, it could be. I just don't think that's normal stuff, obviously.
No, driving into a pond.
And I don't know where it was. I don't know, you know. The Tiger thing's weird to me because if you were so mad, when you get so mad that you're just tearing ass out of somewhere and you're really pissed off.
And then you fall asleep.
Does that coincide with you?
Phone makes a lot more sense. Looking at his phone makes a lot more sense.
Because if you get angry enough that you're speeding out of someplace and you're pissed off and somebody can see that you're visibly pissed off, that raises, you know, that's going to raise your irritation level and and raise your, you know, get your juice, get your bubble, get your blood boiling a little bit. Well, that doesn't usually lead to falling asleep.
No.
I don't know how long he had been driving from the hotel.
John McClain wrote an article calling for the Texans to trade Deshaun Watson. There's some points that we disagree on. Mike Florio agrees wholeheartedly with him, and he thinks John McClain is an influencer, is a Texans influencer, which I don't know about that. I know John McClain has been here a long time, highly respected. They like him. They like him in that building, but I don't know that he influences any personnel decisions. And that John McClain wrote an article about it is not going to sway Nick Caserio in any way, shape, or form. Nick Caserio is not going to listen to what John McClain says. But, you know, some valid points, and yet some other ones that I don't agree with, like that they need to trade him now because he'll lose value. He ain't losing no value. He ain't, especially the closer you get to the draft, the more valuable he'll become. So, and that players aren't going to want to come here because of how they're treating Deshaun Watson. Players ain't going to want to come here anyway. Players don't. I mean, if money's equal, do you pick any other? Where do you pick? If the money is equal for every NFL team, where do you think the Texans come in on everybody's list of places I want to play?
Low.
No, probably last.
Yeah.
Or Houston is an attraction.
I think the
city's an attraction.
I think that you really, like, seriously, we really need to remember that football can change very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it happen all the time, from good to bad, but also from bad to
better. Well, and here's another thing. David Culley might be a selling point for a lot of players. By everyone's account, dude is a great guy. He's going to be very positive. He's going to, you know, winning football games is going to be hard, but he's going to be a good guy to play for as opposed to the guy that was here before.
For sure.
Yes. That would be much more attractive. He would be much more attractive to play for.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's, I think it's a mistake to continue to use this free agency thing to beat the Texans up with and to use that as fear mongering. I've been told by agents that's a little overrated. Some players want to go where they have a chance to win. Some want to go where they have a chance to start, or they think it's the best position for them to do well to get another contract. Yeah. And some just go get me the best money possible. I want the best money. And when money runs out at other places, every place has money that they're going to spend. So I think it's a little bit overrated. Dell talked about it earlier. There's this. I'll let you talk about it. You've got a theory. You've created a name for it where you're puzzled the same way we are a little bit. That I'm not really puzzled. I'm used to this happening with national media. But this whole everyone trying to get Deshaun out of Houston and somehow save him is a little weird.
He's not a fairy tale princess that is being locked in the castle and he needs to throw down his Rapunzel hair. All these national media types, whether on Twitter or radio, crawling up this hair to save him. Why do you care? Like, if a fan is like, I really want Deshaun, get him out of there. If they can be irrational about what it'll take, all that, I understand. But for some dude who, I don't know, breaks down NFL film to be so upset and write this, like, piece, this almost Tom Rinaldi piece about how Deshaun has survived it all. He's got FU money. They need to trade him because his resolve is so strong. Does it hurt you in your heart that Deshaun is a Texan? Do you feel a pang of disgust or or regret that he still remains wearing that stupid logo on his helmet? Why do you care so much? There's this rush to get him out of here like it means something to people. Right. Why?
Yeah, that's what's weird. Why? Is this is people have now co-opted this because everyone has to have something they stand for and that I feel like that it encompasses or it fills a space for him. Like right now, my sense of purpose, what I'm going to always tweet about, like I saw with all the Trump stuff or all the political stuff, it's like people have a sense of purpose when there's something they can hyper-focus on. And we know for ESPN, this is at least 9 straight days where it's the same thing. Texans won't trade him. Texans are telling teams they won't trade him. This is not new at all, but it shows up on every show. We've talked about it today. It's just like it almost for some people, though, it almost feels whole. For me, it's a necessary football business move where the Texans now, they have the only commodity they have is Deshaun Watson, really. And because your contract is so outlandish with Laremy Tunsil, I don't know that he is even somebody that you would take such a hit on trading him. With Deshaun Watson, he's a legitimate commodity at the most important position in basketball, football. If you're going to trade him, it's the equivalent of trading a James Harden or a Kevin Durant or a superstar basketball player. There's only a few of them. There's only a few really, really talented quarterbacks, especially young ones in their prime. You have to get max value. You don't just rush to do it. Well, if you don't do it, free agents, oh, well, we'll take our chances. Don't give in to any of this.
No.
Get proper value for them.
I'm just upset that Mike Florio is like Moses. He's like, let my people go. Stop it. Stop. It's not. You're not Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments. You're not talking to the Pharaoh. Relax.
913 ESPN 97.5. On the other side, David, we'll get you. And TJ wants to talk some college football. Let's change it up. 713-780-3776. What about our peeps over at...
Oh, man. Texas Star Grill Shop. So if you go to... the new locations are on Woodway.
How many locations now?
There's 4 now. And the Woodway location, John just got one that his is out on his outdoor patio. This is fantastic. I've got the Memphis, which is outstanding. They've got brand new Traegers. Pits and spits. When it comes to finding the right grill, it can be intimidating if you don't know what you're looking for. So many people have made... I remember when people used to try to clown me about Traeger, and then all of a sudden they start realizing when the Livestock Show and Rodeo barbecue champions and cook-off champs are using Traegers or pits and spits, wood pellet grills, they all realize, wow, this is a really great... Oh my gosh, the food tastes great. Wow, it's consistent cook every time because the temperature stays the same. That's exactly right, and there's so many different styles and types to choose from, and they can help you make the right choice for what it is that you want, whether it's gas, whether it is the big, the Kamado Joe, the ceramic cookers, or maybe it is a wood pellet grill. They can do outdoor kitchens, but the great thing is they have great sales going on right now, and all you have to do is go to TexasStarGrillShop.com and check it out. Your wood pellets are available there. They have meat available to purchase. And, of course, they have the very best in grills and seasonings and spices and marinades and rubs and accessories. It's your one-stop shop to truly be a barbecue professional. It's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.917 here on The Bench. 713-780-3776. Let's get TJ in here right now. He wants to talk a little college football. What's going on, TJ? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
Hey, man, I don't know if you guys seen the article about the UT alums threatening to pull their donations for the recruits over the Eyes of Texas song. You can look it up on KPRC. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, because the same guys you're trying to recruit are the same guys that say the song is offending. So just to get y'all guys' opinion, you're kind of putting Sarkisian in a tough spot, because he's supposed to go in these homes and tell these guys, hey, I want you, But then you got these donors who say, hey, we want these guys singing in the eyes of Texas, even though they feel disrespected because we're backing your salary and perks and everything else. So I just want to get you guys' take on that.
You where did you say we could see this?
It's on click2houston.com.
Under sports?
Yeah, I pulled it up. If you type in KPRC Texas donor, you'll pull it up, pull funding. The headline, as I wait for this, UT needs rich donors. Email shows wealthy alumni supporting Eyes of Texas threaten to pull donations.
But I thought the move was already.
Well, we've heard that the AD stepped in and said you're going to be singing that song.
Yeah, they're gonna sing the song this year.
Yeah, I guess it's just coming to light. The emails are just coming to light. But I thought we did hear about the donors weren't happy, and that it needed to be quote unquote fixed. One of the emails says it was disgraceful to see the lack of unity. And this is, it's not formatted right, so I can't see the whole thing. But it pretty much talks about how Sam Ellinger was out there alone singing.
Well, that was a really bad look, but it wasn't that way after that.
Yeah. My wife and I have given an endowment in excess of $1 million to athletics. This could very easily be rescinded if things don't drastically change around here. Yeah, this was written October. So I guess the emails are just coming to the forefront, but the Texas has kind of settled it and said, you guys are singing the song.
The Eyes of Texas is non-negotiable. It is not kept. If it is not kept and fully embraced, I will not be donating any additional money to athletics or the university.
Who is that?
Or attending it. They're not putting any. They're okay. All the names are redacted. So.
Oh, no. That was always going to be the case.
Yeah.
You knew. So, we talked about that.
But again. I don't want to get into the politics of this. All I know is that. How do any of these kids. Because it started in some way, shape. It's not what it is. It is what it is. You know, this to me is a dumb argument.
But TJ's point is, well, that may be, but TJ's point is.
No, I think Sark's doing a pretty damn good job recruiting, actually.
Yeah, but his, right. Now, his question is, what if players, well, the question is it going to bother recruiting? I don't think, unless it becomes a big, the one thing we know about the news cycle is, it's a story until it's not. And I don't know that it's a big story there. It wasn't a story for decades, and then it became a story for several months, and then it wasn't a story. So I don't know. My guess is it won't be a big story for recruiting, TJ. If it were, then it would certainly be a much bigger conversation. But I don't know that Texas is actually losing recruits to that, especially if – yeah. I haven't heard that. Now, if that becomes a big national thing that they are losing recruits because of a song called The Eyes of Texas, then it will be a story. But unless it's actually happening, I think it's just conjecture, more than likely, TJ. Now, this was always going to be the case. You were going to piss off wealthy donors, and that's why Texas did a lot of things, but that was not one of them. They actually implemented a lot of what the student athletes had talked about, a lot of things. That was not one of them they were going to give in on, because they also realized they knew the financial implications.
Mm-hmm.
Because the donors, and I mean not just the biggest donors, I mean a lot of the Texas exes it would have been a big problem. So I don't know. I don't think it's a problem right now in terms of for him to recruit.
Yeah.
I think they're doing pretty well.
They're doing, yeah. He's bounced back. I think he got another 5-star. We talked about it maybe a little bit last week, or at least I put the story down. They got a 5-star running back. They're fine. It won't be a thing until some recruit makes it a thing. And to this point, it's not. Like, I don't know if there is a socially active recruit out there who says, I would love to come to your school, but that song is the reason I'm not. Until that happens, it's not going to be a big deal. And it hasn't been so.
Yeah, I don't know that's really an issue.
Yeah, and just so you guys know,
Texas is back, folks.
That's what I thought. No.
That's been the rumor around.
That's
the
what
streets.
I've been hearing.
You're absolutely right. Hey, they brought up a subject this morning on the show. They were talking about they had Kim Martin on this morning, and they were asking about Russell. I don't know why she has insight into Russell Wilson. I don't know, maybe she's up in Seattle. I don't know where she's from, but. Keyshawn asked an interesting question. Do you think Russell Wilson would be in this spot right now where he's given out teams that he wants to be traded to. And I heard somebody, hey, just say if you want to be traded or don't want to be traded. Russell Wilson said, listen, I don't want to be traded, but if you want to trade me, here's the teams I would like to go to. I mean, so what? Russell Wilson is not demanding a trade, but this all started
when you put names out.
But the organization is the one that put out there, yeah, we're getting calls from teams. You know what? We're getting calls from teams about Russell Wilson. Or other people, or they're taking calls about Russell Wilson, and that came from another team. Whatever the case may be, it leaked that they're actually talking about Russell Wilson trades. Russell Wilson says, "Hey, listen, I don't want to be traded, but if you do, here's the teams I'd like to go to." My point is, Keyshawn asked, said, "If Deshaun Watson hadn't come out with this, you think we'd be hearing from Russell Wilson right now?" You know, it was funny. It wasn't long after Deshaun made his proclamation, Aaron Rodgers goes, "Not sure if I'm gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna be back. I don't know." And then it was like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers had beef with the team dating back to last
year. Yeah. Right. But we never heard Aaron Rodgers say anything like that. I don't know if I'm coming back. There's gonna be an empowerment. It's the most important position in sports. Deshaun has said, "You know what? We're taking this to another level. We want to put an organization's back to the wall. Let that quarterback say, I want to walk." This is unprecedented what Deshaun is doing right now. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we're hearing Russell Wilson. Well, wait a minute. We had a fight, Russell Wilson talking on the Dan Patrick show, or was it Rich Eisen or Dan Patrick?
Dan Patrick.
Yeah, whichever one it was. He says, you know, hey, the organization, you got to ask the organization about that trade, not me. We're hearing Russell Wilson talk more than ever. I think the quarterback position is empowered and is going to take it to a new level, because you are not only the face of the organization, but its best player and most important player. Now you're going to use that leverage.
But the leverage to do what?
Whatever. Russell Wilson, who's in a contract. Well, the leverage to, like Deshaun is doing right now. Holy crap. It's the lead story every day on ESPN.
But it's not benefiting him up to this point.
Well, not to this point, but we don't know how it's going to end. We have no idea how it's going to end.
Right. I mean, one of the ways it could end is that he's going to be forced to come in, or he's going to be forced to lose a lot of money.
At some point, though, it won't last more than he'll sit a year at most, and then they'll trade him.
Here's the thing.
If he decides he is never going to play again, he could well, but it won't be more than a year.
Well, even if it's a year, that's a year of earning that most quarterback. I don't know that this is going to change drastically. I mean, Russell Wilson that stuff was leaking. I think they're shopping him. I think they're passively shopping him.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I think Seattle's passively shopping him. Or it wouldn't even, because the Texans aren't shopping. They're not even listening to offers for Deshaun. I think Seattle's passively shopping Russ. And then Russ's agent kind of put that out there. I think this is maybe a mutual deal that's not, and Russ has an image that he likes to protect. Yeah. So he's just like, hey, I want to be here. Like, this is the way that Deshaun could handle it, is come out, get ahead of it, and say, I want to be here. But, you know, this is really a situation where I can't trust ownership. And, you know, and here's the teams I'd like to go to. And it's unfortunate because I love the city of Houston. I love the fans. I don't think it would make a difference either way.
No, either way.
But he could do some things to control the narrative around his own image. But I know this. Roger Goodell is not going to want contracts not to matter. And he's not going to want NFL to become the NBA, because that completely can eradicate parity. And parity is what has made the NFL so strong, because their TV markets are valuable. And all 32, those TV markets have value. The national television deals have value because it spans the globe. Like, it truly spans the country. Green Bay, television matters there. They watch the Packers. You can't have something where you don't have parity in the NFL, because if that happens, it diminishes your value of your TV market.
No, obviously. But as far as Patrick Mahomes walked in, man, you put the Chiefs in a bad spot. Patrick Mahomes walked in and says, man, that Super Bowl sucked. I don't like the way. You know what? I'm pissed. I want out of here.
How bad is that, though?
You know?
You just got a 10-year deal.
No, Deshaun just got a 4-year deal. He hadn't even started. The year before
I know. How about you do this? An NFL team, maybe the NFL negotiates and like, okay, you can invoke this, and then your contract is voided. You give back whatever your signing bonus was. You sit out 1 year, and then the team has to give up 2 first-round picks who acquires you or who you sign with.
Guess what?
I mean, it has to be. It can't just be when a player says he's mad. And you're throwing a hypothetical. It would never happen.
No, it never happened. Obviously, but obviously, listen. Listen, Andy Reid leaves. Patrick Mahomes doesn't like the new head coach in 2 or 3 years.
Where do
guess what?
This?
Patrick Mahomes can walk in. I'm telling you, quarterbacks
are
getting
in sports that much.
Huh? But we're in a new. This is a whole different.
No, I know. But right now, we don't. Exactly. But it's not a good. Like, why should we lean into something that's not good?
It's not. It's you got no choice.
No, you do have a choice.
Do you have a choice on Deshaun right now? No, yes. Deshaun has told you here's what.
No, you do have a choice. The Texans are exercising that choice, and every team in the league wants the Texans to hold firm.
Who was it that was just? Who was it that was not every team? They want Deshaun. Who was it that just was with Deshaun? He said Deshaun's digging his heels in, bro. He ain't playing for the Texans. I just read that. He ain't playing. He will not play again for the Houston Texans.
The Texans care.
Yeah. No, well, they will care when they have to trade him. Because otherwise, that asset sits there for a year. I'm fine with. You know why? Because the Texans are going to get a high draft pick.
I think they can wait until.
Because they ain't going to win with Deshaun next year or without him. I don't care. You know what? Wait. That's fine. And get that pick. And then you're still going to get those picks for Deshaun.
And you
Deshaun
don't
ain't
to,
losing any value.
Well, you don't have to spend the money on Deshaun.
And he loses
but
a year.
Deshaun is going to come back and force. He's going to come back to try to get his paycheck.
Well, you could, listen,
fake an injury or whatever.
Listen, that might be the case, and that's where that's the only place he has leverage. But Deshaun losing a year. Now quarterbacks are playing till almost 50. Good Lord. Tom Brady's going on. Now, Deshaun is a different kind of quarterback, but Deshaun's going to be there for a year, and he's going to make $40 million a year. 1 year to get out of Houston because you hate it so much, because you hate the organization so much, that's nothing.
I think there's more trade value potentially next year.
Yeah, I do too.
To be honest with you. It's a bad draft, presumably a bad draft. I think you let Deshaun sit. If you're the Texans, and if I'm running a team, I let Deshaun sit. I save that money. I drive up the value and demand, and then when Tom Brady decides to shut it down, if they have a really bad year, you know, this team, every year a new team pops up that needs a quarterback. At some point, Deshaun's going to expand his list of teams.
Yeah, you know? It's 8-9-31. However, we say it's a bad draft now. No one knew Zach Wilson was going to be the second overall pick.
But we didn't know Trevor Lawrence.
We didn't know Mac Jones, though. We didn't know Mac Jones.
There's no Trevor Lawrence.
No, there's no Trevor Lawrence, no. Sam Howell, no, ain't Trevor Lawrence. All right, 713-780-3776. I want to talk about being a champion. Champion.energy/1560. Look at it. My bills are ridiculously low. I love Champion Energy. We've had all these issues. There was one electricity company that was $5,000 a day or something. Just unbelievable, whatever it was. It was stupid. Champion, I had my lowest bill ever last month. My lowest bill ever last month. You're looking for that kind of electricity bill? That's what I got. You're going to get that, too, if you go to champion.energy/1560.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 934 ESPN 97.5. David, this is his second tour of duty. We went to him before, but he wasn't there. Let's see if he's there now. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I love McCullers as a person and what he's done for the community. But his expiration date to be in the starting pitcher has passed. I wish he would get the personal coach or a psychologist that Framber Valdez used, because he's a Ken Giles 2.0. He melts down when things don't go his way, and he rarely gets past the fifth inning. And he has never learned to spot his fastball. With all the amazing stuff he has, if he could spot the fastball, Verlander's there. The best pitching coach in the world is there, and he has not learned to spot his fastball. He just throws. He's not a pitcher. And before I let you go, on another point that you guys made, the Texans are the personification of Trump, and that's why all the woke people are going nuts about Deshaun needing to go. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
Texans are the personification of Trump. Mm. I don't know how I see it. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Do woke media, sports media, look at the Texans and see Trump?
Well, they saw a racist Bob McNair, which is misguided, but it's there.
I don't know if I see a Trump correlation.
I don't see Trump.
Maybe with O'Brien.
I guess I would ask you this. Let's say a perennial bad franchise, and the Texans aren't even that. They just had a bad year and bad decisions. If it was, were people clamoring for Matthew Stafford to get out? Now, he didn't make an open request.
No, maybe they are rescuing the black quarterback. Maybe there's something to be said for that. They want to Rapunzel the black quarterback, not really Rapunzel Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford had years and years in Detroit. Of course, Matt Stafford never said he wanted to get out and get traded. And this is a different deal. I don't know. Maybe it's not a good comparison. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
As far as Lance McCullers thing, I totally agree with the spot in the fastball. That's been his problem forever. He would default to curves because he had no confidence in his fastball. Last year, he did work behind his fastball a little more, according to Fangraphs, unless that changed by the end of the year. But if Lance McCullers could spot the fastball, he would be a number one in baseball, if he could stay healthy too. Lance McCullers, when he spots a fastball, is close to unhittable because his breaking pitch is so nasty. And if you know that you've got 94 coming in, 95 coming in, and then he's working off that big hook behind it, that is a really, really tough that's a tough day at the office going up against Lance McCullers. But if he loses confidence in his fastball, man, it's just where those big innings come in. And I think that is one of his biggest problems is he's never been able to spot the fastball and have confidence in the fastball.
Mm-hmm.
He works behind his curveball so often that it's a really good curve, or he would get mashed around the park if everyone knows curves coming. But I want to check his Fangraphs stuff because I do remember last year his pitching was different. Like, he was throwing more fastballs last year.
Yeah, you'd have to look at it. And, well, and where's he locating it too, by the way, when he's throwing that fastball?
Locating it's a really big deal.
That's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. Lance, can you sing The Eyes of Texas? Somebody wants you to sing The Eyes of Texas.
Mm-mm.
I've been working on the rail.
That, oh man.
Isn't that it?
That's the tune, at least, but not the actual lyrics of The Eyes of Texas. Yeah, that's what they actually don't like.
That's
what got people upset.
I've been working on the railroad.
Mm. Lance, do you know the lyrics to The Eyes of Texas? The actual song, not what John's singing?
Yeah, we learned it when we were in school.
What is it? The Eyes of Texas.
I'm not singing it.
Is it?
Are Upon You, right?
All the Live Long Day, The Eyes of Texas Are
Upon You. I don't think it's All the Live Long Day.
All the Live Long Day.
It is. The Eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them.
Sing it.
Something Early in the Morn.
Songs of the South.
That's no, I'm not giving you another Song of the South. That's why I'm intentionally being careful about this, breaking it up, not doing sing-songy.
The Eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day. The Eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. That's very aggressive.
That's creepy.
That's a very, yeah. Are the Longhorn Stalkers?
Do you not think that you can't creepy. Escape them? Something like
you
that?
You cannot get away. Do not think you can't escape them at night or early in the morning. The
this
Eyes
was
of Texas
a song
are
about
upon
Baylor.
You.
I could get
Til,
it.
Oh, see.
Till Gabriel blows his horn.
Till Gabriel blows his horn. I mean, I remember as a kid in California, I didn't know about this, but I remember the Walker Texas Ranger song was very similar.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The Eyes of the Ranger are upon you or something like that. That's my only reference. Ooh, that's a creepy. I've never heard the lyrics.
I remember as a kid sitting in school, and it was probably at Robert E. Lee Elementary School, singing.
Well, there that is.
I'm pretty sure I remember singing, because, you know, you would just go to your choir class or your whatever it was. You know, you went to music class, and all the kids would just sing songs like, "She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes." You sing that. But I think I remember singing, no, I can't, because I'll just wait till a break where it can't be captured. I'm not going to give you another Song of the South because Adele will add another Song of the South here.
Well, we got.
And it's about.
The album's not complete yet. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's, no, we just got the hits. We need.
We need the B-side.
Yeah. There's only A side. We need some B.
I'm not giving you the B side.
Oh, The Eyes of Texas, the B side? Ooh, that's the little. No, no, no. You're a little disrespectful yourself.
What? It is a B side.
No.
No one wants to hear that on the radio.
Out of order.
It's one of the deep album cuts. That's not going to be a hit.
Lawrence is here. Wants to talk about Deshaun. What you say, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having my call as always. I've heard some talk about, you know, Deshaun's either going to sit out or possibly fake an injury. Wouldn't faking an injury actually make his value less or possible?
We lost him.
No, because Randy. No, because, and I'll tell you why. Randy Johnson pulled this back in 1998, where he had a bad year and kind of jaked it, and they still got tremendous value, and all of a sudden he magically was a dominant pitcher.
Yeah.
He went from like a 5-something ERA when the Astros traded for him, and then he was in under 2 and was 12-1.
The same year.
He was completely dominant.
Yeah.
Same year.
Well, he was 10-1, I think, and then he lost both games to Kevin Brown in the postseason. So,
Lance, don't you think you could provide us something like this? I mean, you're being very...
I'm not going to do...
You can't provide us something like this? Chuck Norris did.
Unsuspecting stranger had better
he
know
did his own music?
Yes. You don't remember this show?
I didn't watch Walker Texas Ranger. Ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see.
When your indexes look behind you, cause that's where the Ranger's gonna be.
I feel like there is the same kind of concept.
Yeah.
You don't think you could lead into, you could do that and then lead into this?
You hover above, rain hell below. I'm not telling you. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah!
Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels,
this is
rebels,
kind of a downturn as far as the album.
Oh, wait,
then we upbeat again.
Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
You were singing that day.
Yeah, you don't
was
think
that all one day?
That was all one day.
That was very sing song.
You were,
and you don't think you could provide an Eyes of Texas like Walker Texas Ranger did?
No, I think we all sang black, white, Hispanic. We all as kids sang. Look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie.
Yeah.
And I'm not obviously going to sing it because then you'll capture it.
Of course.
But I wish I was in Dixie. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. We're all black kids, white kids. Oh, Dixieland. We're all like the black kids singing, I'll live and die in Dixie. No, the kids, we're all just the teachers. There had to be some teacher there just going, I just don't really know how we're singing this song.
9:43. Hey, look at this. Randy Johnson traded in 98, in the mid-98. 3 years later, one of the best seasons in baseball history. 116-46. I think that was the best season in baseball history. So look at the Texans. Trade Deshaun. 3 years later, greatest NFL season ever.
The Mariners didn't win the World Series, did they?
No, but they had the greatest regular season ever.
Oh, great. That's just great.
Yeah.
Didn't Randy Johnson
65?
Yeah. That's
you said 2001?
Cool. 2001.
Didn't Randy Johnson win the World Series in 01 with the Arizona. Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
So who came out ahead?
Well, not really because the Mariners had the best record
in
baseball.
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, but
they had a two-man rotation basically.
Yeah, but
him and Kurt Schilling and then Luis Gonzalez got stronger.
For all that regular season stuff, Randy still won the World Series when they had their best year.
Doesn't matter. The Mariners were better.
Rebels.
9:44, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. By the way, Tiger Woods, well, his people put out a tweet yesterday. It is hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time. I'd imagine that dude is in a lot of pain. A lot of pain. And he had his issues with pills before, so hopefully he'll be able to get through this whole thing and walk out on the other side. It was cool. It was cool yesterday. Phil on the seniors tour on the champions tour, he had his red shirt on with black pants. Tiger wears red shirt and black pants on Sundays.
I thought that was really cool.
It was cool.
The players, so many players did that.
Yeah. And then a forensic expert says this. It's a draft off the road, almost like he was either unconscious, suffering from a medical episode, or fell asleep and didn't wake up until he was off the road. And that's where the break application came in. Speed wasn't that much of an issue. It was just some kind of an inattention that caused the curb strike. Why is phone being ruled out here? That's the most likely. Passing out or some kind of medical episode for a guy who's a professional athlete?
It's easily could be phone.
Yeah. Phone, to me, is the one that makes the most sense. He was looking down at his phone, and he just hit the curb. And by that time, he's airborne. Then he's going to hit the brakes, and it's too close. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Every team's quarterback situation, NFL, your site breaks this down.
Mm-hmm.
Every team's quarterback situation. There are Minnesota has a quarterback situation.
I'd say so.
Yes. Yeah.
This is what we call the shop, where you know your quarterback can throw some numbers out there, but it's not really going to mean that much.
Kirk Cousins has got 2 years left on his deal, though. He just signed an extension, which was funny.
That was curious.
Yeah, he had 3 years. He's been there, too. This would be the last year of the deal. Well, he won a playoff game, though.
Well, it might have been to also change the number in a positive way. I didn't see what they did to the cap.
He's got 61 guaranteed. Oh. Runs through 2022.
61 guaranteed? Yeah. Nobody has made more guaranteed money than Kirk Cousins.
Nobody.
Ever.
Tampa has a situation. What do you do if you're Tampa? You know, to piss Tom Brady off that they got Garoppolo in the second round. What if you're coming off of a Super Bowl, and yet how long is Tom Brady going to be here? He's got 1 year left on a $50 million deal. Do you go and get a guy this year?
No, I wouldn't. I think you got to put him in position to keep winning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I think the teams with quarterback issues are, I mean, do you think the Falcons have a quarterback issue?
Yes, very much so.
Saints do.
Yes.
Carolina does.
Yes.
That's damn near the whole, and you know, and the probably Tampa's going to.
Well, I mean, you want
within 2 years.
You want to be smart. I would want to put a guy behind Tom Brady for a couple of years.
That dude just plays forever, though. I'm not sure that they didn't think that was what was going on in 14 with Garoppolo.
I wouldn't mind but I wouldn't mind having now. Dude's he's going on 50. He's going on.
So 50. Philadelphia have a quarterback problem?
Absolutely.
Washington?
Absolutely. Well, here's the teams. Absolutely. Here's the teams that don't.
Who the hell has got a quarterback then?
The Chargers.
Right.
Bengals.
Well, let's stay in the West. Do the Raiders have a quarterback issue?
I'm going in order on this thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Bengals, Bills, Cardinals, Browns don't. I mean, as much as you're not sure about giving Baker long-term.
They don't have a quarterback issue, no. but there is a different category.
Yeah.
No issue. There's got to be a third category. Where it's
future uncertain
Yeah. Okay. That's Cleveland.
Future uncertain.
That's Cleveland for sure.
Yes. And it's the same. Well, no, it's not the same. I think you're out of Cousins. But Minnesota's got 2 years, though. So you got time. How about this? You got time.
Yeah.
That one. Dallas is almost immediate.
Well, not if you sign Dak, if you give him what would amount to a bad contract.
And then Houston, I don't know if they, I guess they have a
quarterback.
That's
the uncertain thing, too.
I don't know that they have. They got locked Dallas, up for 5 years, and they don't have a quarterback.
Dallas and Houston has to be in that third category.
Because
it could change. So I would put them in the uncertain category.
Well, San Francisco. I think that's the answer. Because, listen, if you don't make a trade, if you don't replace Jimmy Garoppolo, you got Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not like you got a problem.
No, that's more like the Cousins thing, though. You know that it's kind of capped out. Jimmy got so much money for never having really done anything.
Yeah.
These are the mistakes that really started to push. He and Kirk Cousins pushed the quarterback market up to where this is how we got there so fast. The inflation on quarterbacks got out of control, and it's really, like I likened it yesterday to when NBA max dollars were bad player, where average players were getting max dollars, like not true superstars, but you had guys getting max dollar contracts that you thought, well, you know, every team has to have a max dollar guy, I guess. That's what happened with what's happening with quarterbacks now. Dak Prescott, to me, is not an elite talent. There should be like five guys making that kind of special money. And it started with Kirk Cousins and do you remember how bad the deal was for Jimmy Garoppolo, too? Like, that was a huge gamble for Garoppolo. And, of course, all that did was just reset the market in quarterbacks. Now, they love it because they make more money. But what happened was it's now quarterbacks, the deals are getting pushed so fast that you can't even have a chance to settle in and build a team around. Like, when your guy's quarterback, that's why Kansas City did such a long-term deal is they thought, man, we don't want to have this guy go back to the market. The problem is, what makes you think that his agent, Lee Steinberg, is not going to want to just go back to the market anyway in 4 years? 3 years.
Denver.
Yeah, I think they got a quarterback problem.
Giants.
Can't say it yet. I guess you could say that with Denver,
they're
too.
Okay, prove it. I think Denver is, too. Prove it to us, Drew. Prove it to us, Daniel.
I just want
to
give them
prove
time.
Prove it to us, Tua.
Yeah, I those guys have to have more time.
Seattle.
No. Unless they trade them, they don't have a problem. Yes.
Absolutely. The Jets.
Yes.
The Bears.
Yes.
The Washington football team.
Yes.
The Saints.
Yes.
The Falcons.
Yes.
The Raiders.
I think yes.
Really?
Where do you put
them? They got a quarterback. If nothing happens, they've got a quarterback.
Raiders fans say no. David's the best. No. Derek's the best quarterback in football.
No, but at least they know they've got a quarterback.
Well, it's like the Cousins thing.
I would say
at least they know they have
a
quarterback.
About the same. New England.
Desperate.
Carolina.
Yeah, no, they don't have a problem. I mean, yes, they've got a problem.
The Rams, no. Detroit.
Maybe.
You're stuck with them. No, you're stuck with them. You got no choices.
Yeah, I guess so.
Indianapolis. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. They may have a serious problem.
They
we don't
might,
know.
Because they're going to have to pay
That's
him.
In that Baker category.
But they're getting him on the cheap because they didn't have to give him that signing bonus. Mm-hmm. They're actually getting him pretty cheap, 20-some million a year.
Right.
And then Jacksonville, no problem. They got a guy there long-term now. Or they will have a guy there long-term.
Wow, that's a lot more. Lot, that's a lot more than I thought would be
that
the case.
That is a lot. Of teams.
That's why Deshaun, that's why you don't hurry up. First of all, if Deshaun would widen out the scope of who he's willing to play for, it would help him. And then number two, that's why you don't have to be in a rush. These quarterbacks are not going to solve the problems. There's still going to be lots of problems.
No, but there's
year.
Four teams that think they've got their problems solved in the top eight picks.
When you get your best deal, pull the trigger if that's what you want to do. And the best deal probably isn't out there right now. And maybe the best deal is waiting to try and not take the same hit from a cap standpoint. I don't know. I have to look at what the cap hit looks like. I want to say next year you could split it out and make it $11 million. But I'd have to talk to a cap guy or some agent who keeps up with that stuff. I'm not sure on that. Because if you know that you're going to take $22 million now, it's going to go down next year, right? I know his cap number is higher, but how much of it actually hits you? In other words, if you were to trade him, what is the, you know, how much of it comes back to hit you right away? It would be less. It would have to be less.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 957 ESPN 97.5. AJ is going to join us on the other side.
AJ who?
AJ Hinch?
Not AJ Hinch. AJ Hoffman. He's got some explaining to do.
Oh, on what?
What don't happened? You?
You'll find out on the other side right here on ESPN
97.5. Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save